अज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकय प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामने गौरतिसे नमः गुरवे गौरचंद्राय राधिकाय तदालय कृष्णाय कृष्ण भक्ताय तदभक्ताय नमो नमः। फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल my lakhs and lakhs dandvat pranam in the lotus feet of my spiritual master Om Vishnu Pada Sutta Srimad Bhakti Pragyan Keshav Goswami Maharaj and also my Shiksha Guru Nittalila Pravishta Om Vishnu Pada Srimad Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj. But unluckily, we have forgotten that very kind Krishna who loves us like son and daughter. And by this reason, we are always traveling in the endless birth and death, suffering so much pain everywhere. This is not our first birth. Lakhs and lakhs birth has gone. Krishna wants that if any clue will come, any reason, anyone chant Hare Krishna, he will serve my devotee. He will take bath in Ganga, Jamuna. Then, very soon, I will take them in my devotion. But, up till now, we are traveling. In this world, very few like number you. In this birth, by the mercy of Krishna and Guru, you are remembering somewhat Krishna, not fully. Always enjoying intoxications, family life. If you will do fully, at once Krishna will take you to Golok Vrindavan. But we are not doing so. So, then and often, very merciful, Krishna descends in so many ways, in the so many forms. Nishinkadev, Sri Ramchandra, Baladev Prabhu, Kachha, Kurma, and so many. Anyhow, he is doing very sweet pastimes that if anyone see his pastimes and after his sweet pastimes, if anyone will hear these sweet pastimes, then they will be liberated and gradually they will be devotee and go to their original place, Golok Vrindavan. once Narayan in Vaikunth Lok, he wanted to enjoy wrestling, but no one equal to him. Then Jay and Vijay, his associates, wanted to fulfill the desire of their loving master. So they by themselves became demons of three births or three times, and they fulfilled the desire of their Prabhu. Their first birth was in the form of Hiranyakaspu and Hiranyaksha. Oh, they were very, very powerful. Hiranyaksha was searching any person with whom he can fight. He will be like him. But all demigods, everyone denied to fight with him. Then, luckily he met Narada Rishi, and he asked that, can you tell me that who can fight with me? Narada told, yes, I know. And he is Narayan, Sri Hari. He will tumhara chakka chhoda dega.
Will smash you completely.
Smash you completely. Where he is? Oh, that is the question. He is everywhere. But only any mortal person cannot
see him.
Only devotees like me, we can see where he is. You can go to Patal Lok.
Lowest planetary system.
Earth is there, sinking in pralaya water. Pralaya water, you know?
Water of devastation.
So you can go, he is there, and he is taking earth on his teeth, like elephant on their
tusk.
Any flower keeping, he is bringing. You can go there. At once he went there and saw that Vishnu in the form of
boar incarnation,
very fast running. He was taking earth on his
tusk.
And he followed to fight with him. But Vishnu was running so fast, he could not follow. And then this boar incarnation kept the earth on the water surface, and then he began to fight with that demon. 1 year fighting was there, and in the end Bhagavan
Varahadev
killed him. Now Hiranyakaspu saw that my brother has been killed. I must take revenge. Anyhow, he took his body, brother's dead body, in the palace. And seeing him dead, his wife, his children, mother, father, all were weeping bitterly. Hiranyakaspu knew all Vedas, but not devotee. But knowing all these things, and he began to
console them.
Oh, why you are weeping? in this world, all we all take birth, become young, and after then old, and then give up this body. And what we have collected in this life, money, wife, children, father, mother, any animal, dogs, cows, oh, they will not go with you. And where to go, you don't know. So, this person, my brother, has been killed. Now he will be in heaven. Don't we? So, everyone has to die who has taken birth. Oh, hear me. In the very ancient days, there was a king, and his name was
Sujagda.
He wanted to be only emperor of the whole universe. So there was a very strong king, and if he will
conquer him,
then he will be
emperor
of the whole world. So he attacked on that king, but unluckily he was put to death and he was killed in the battle. His relatives began to weep and took his dead body in the Raj Palace and began to weep. There was none to pacify them. In the meantime, the worshipful deity of death, that is Jam Maharaj, he came in the form of 5-aged boy. And he asked any old person, why all are weeping? Then that old person told, oh, you are very baby. You cannot understand. You should go and play. Oh, I'm understanding everything, but all this and you are not understanding. And then he told, why they are weeping? Tell me frankly. They told,
He has left
this world. Oh, where left? Don't cheat me. This person is sleeping here. Your father, your daughter, wife, you two speak with him. Now you can speak with him. Oh, we cannot. Why? Because his soul has gone. Oh, now I understand. You are not weeping for body, but you are weeping for soul. But how fat, thin he was, how intelligent he was beautiful, or what he was, have you seen? No. Oh, you have not seen soul? No. Then why weeping? For whom? Thousands and thousands of persons, lakhs and lakhs of persons daily die. But you do not weep for him. But why you are weeping for him? If this body is Hiranyaksha, then, oh, you can talk. And if his soul is gone, oh, soul never dies. But he comes in other forms. You cannot recognize him. If whole world will come and weep for that person, he cannot return. Can? Never. So don't weep. He said, pacified them. After, to take revenge of his brother's death, he went to forest and standing on his
toe,
not even taking water and air, he began to do very hard
austerities.
After 60,000 years, 60,000, without taking any
air
or anything, whole world was
shaking.
Then Brahma at once came, creator of this world. O Hiranyakashipu, you should wake up. And he took water from his kamandalu, water pot, and sprinkled. And he at once became very beautiful, very young. His body like thunderbolt. And then Brahma told, ask any boon you like. Then, remembering his brother's death to take revenge, he told, I should be immortal. I want this. Brahma told, oh, anyone, myself also is not immortal. So I cannot give you this boon. Another any boon you can ask. Then he told, I should not die in day or night. I should not die with any animals, birds, or water living animals,
created.
And any man, or elephant, or anyone created by you. Oh, yes. Okay. Oh, I want that by any weapon, by any
gun
or bomb, I should not die. Oh, yes. Tathastu. Mane, oh, yeah, I have given you. Then he told, that by
not day or night.
Day and night.
Not inside
and
house or outside house.
Not in sky. Not in
on the land.
Not in house. Not in outside of house. What he could intelligently thought. He asked boon to be important. Brahma told it. Oh, tathastu, that should be done. And he disappeared. Then he returned to his house. Oh, his body was like
thunderbolt.
And very young, very beautiful. In the meantime, when he was doing studies, his wife was pregnant. And she has any baby in his home. Indra knew demigods. And he took that lady, wife of Hiranyakashipu, and he was taking her to
heavenly planet.
That now any baby is there, and when she will give birth to that baby, I will kill him and I will then set up free this lady. Lady was wife of Hiranyakashipu, Kayadhu, was weeping bitterly. In the meantime, Narad came and told Indra, what you are doing? Oh, I am taking this lady. There is son of Hiranyakashipu, very powerful, and he will give so many problems to us. So I want that when she will give this child birth, I will finish him and then set free. Oh, you cannot, anyone in this world cannot kill that boy. He is very high class of Uttamadhikari Mahabhagavat. Please give up this lady and go. Hearing this, Indra, he did parikrama and did pranam to that boy and went to heaven. And Naradrishi took that Kayadhu, the mother of Prahlad, in his ashram. And she began to serve Naradrishi. Narada kept her in his ashram with so many old ladies who were chanting, remembering, hearing Hari Katha there. So Narada Rishi began to give Hari Katha for 60,000 years. He told sweet pastimes of Krishna, all his divine forms, and what is Krishna Tattva, Jiva Tattva, Maya Tattva, Prema Tattva, Radha Tattva, Gopi Tattva, everything. And also he gave boon, then where his father will come, then she will give birth of that boy. So 60,000 years she kept in the Om Prahlad, and Prahlad heard everything. His mother forget everything. But Prahlad, who was in the womb, he heard everything. And by the mercy of Narada Rishi, he remembered all these things. When his father came, and he came out of womb, then he remembered all this Krishna Tattva and everything which Narada has told. And from birth he was Uttam Mahabhagavat, seeing Krishna everywhere, in all other hearts, and in Krishna, seeing all living entity. Thus, gradually he became of 5 years old. One thing. Mahamantra? Or any Krishna? Jashomati Nandana?
There's 80 people watching online on the computer.
How many?
Yeah, live broadcasting, live. So 80 people are watching right now.
80.
80.
Oh.
She's from Spain. She came to meet you and to hear from you. I've been preaching to her a little.
Thank you, Tupa. Sit down.
Yasomati Nandan or Gauranga Bolite Habe Pulokasur. Any song.
Thank you.
আছে জল টল সব বুঝি আছে সব ব্যবস্থা আর কি
দেরি আছে ওখানে
সাড়ে ছটা সাতটা Then Vishnu will die himself. And that is why he began to kill all cows, all green trees cutting, and all Brahmins and rishis and muni. But we should know when anyone is cruel to cows, his bhakta, his devotees, and cutting green trees like mango and other fruitful, then Vishnu comes and finishes that person. So Hiranyakashipu was traveling towards death now. He declared in his whole kingdom, that his whole worth and swarga, mart, patal, all, everywhere, anyone cannot do sacrifice. Anyone cannot keep cows and milk. And in fact, these 3 trees will not be. If anyone chants the name of that Krishna, Hari, Vishnu, Narayan, oh, I will kill them. Anyone cannot. Anyone cannot devotion of that Hari. Strictly prohibited. But is Sankaran in a 5 year age from birth was chanting and remembering Krishna. Always. I should say him Krishna. And my Guru Dev, Sukhachar, Master of Mountain Dev. So he will change his this. So he sent his school. But Sukhachar was not there. There are two sons. Other agyani,
darkness
means no knowledge of who is Krishna, what is that things. So he was sent to that school and they were teaching him Sham, Dam, Danda, Bhed. What is that? Sham, Dam, Danda,
Bhed?
Politics, hypocrisy.
Duplicity.
To cheat others. All these things, worldly things. How to collect money, more and more money. And how to enjoy world. But Prahlad Maharaj, not hearing the teachings of man, or the chanting and remembering Krishna. In the age of 5, his father called Prahlad. His wife Kayadhu decorated his son and he gave the laps of Hiranyakashipu. And Hiranyakashipu, Kerasing, the boy, oh my dear son, what you have learnt in the school of your Gurudev, please tell me what you like. Then he told, Tat sadhu manne asujja bhajja dehi nam sada samudvigna dhiyang asadagrahat hitvatma papam patam grihamandha kupam jad banam gato hari maashret. What is the meaning?
First of all, I pay my humble obeisances.
Oh, you can take
the lotus feet of my Guru Pad Padma, Om Vishnu Pad, Astotra Srimad Bhakti Vedanta Swami Amanda Goswami Maharaj. And the lotus feet of my spiritual grandsire, Nitya Lila Prasthan Vishnu Pad Srila Bhakti Pradhyan Keshav Goswami Maharaj, and Nitya Lila Prasthan Vishnu Pad Srila Bhakti Pradhyan Swami Maharaj. I pay my obeisances to all Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis who assembled here to listen Harikatha from Srila Gurudev's lotus leaves. What he has learned in the world, Allah has been born, come and come.
wisdom, they are always very scared and fearful of Hiranyakashipu. But Mahaprabhu was always very cheerful, he has no fear at all. He told, Tat sadhu mannei asura varja dehinam sada samutvikna dhinam asura dhaha itvatma patam grihamanna kupam vanam nato jatni pasraes. He is not addressing him, my dear father. What is addressing? Telling Tat sadhu mannei asura varja dehinam. Oh my dear greatest demon. Not telling his father.
King of the demons.
Then he thought, oh, he is respecting me so much. Oh, I am the greatest and biggest demon of the earth. He became very puffed up. Sada samudvigna dhiyam asata grahat. This world always full of anxiety. You want or not, anxiety bound to come to you. Somehow or other, you have to suffer. Why? They are taking asat. Asat means who is not sat. Sat is Krishna, which against of Krishna all asat. Because who are not being bhajan of Krishna, not serving of Krishna and his devotee, who is dead against of bhakti, bhakta and bhagavan means devotee, devotion and God, they are asat. So being in this house, what is that? Hitvatma patam. Cause of death. But not all house. Who is doing bhajan? They are grihastha bhakta. For them it's okay. But only who is keeping centered is wife and only engaged in sense enjoyment. For them it is the cause of suicide. So Prahlada told, I think better to give up this household life who is not doing bhajan at all for them and going to go forest and do bhajan. Forest means born. What born? Vrindavan, Navavan means Navadip, Jagannath Puri. What is the incarnation place of God? I have to go there and do bhajan under guidance of bona fide Gurudev and being in good association. This is the best. Our previous acharyas, our Guru Varga, have given one analogy about that. What is the significance inside this slope? Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Srila Jiva Goswami Pad and Srila Siddhasami and others, they told, they give one short story to make this understand very clearly. Once upon a time, there was a king, he went for hunting with his armies and minister. King, he pursued a wild boar and he detached from his armies and his associates. He went so far and he could not shoot the boar. When he looked behind, oh, nobody is here. Oh my goodness, I have to go, how to go? No one is there. So he thought, I will go back, then I will meet with them. Maybe they are waiting for me, searching for me. When he was coming back, on the way back, he heard the very furious roaring of tiger. Oh my goodness, tiger is coming. What to do? And he's not expert to climb the tree. And he saw, very close to him, there is a well. Okay, I shall jump there, because tiger will not jump in the well. When he go ahead, then I will come out from the well and I will go to meet with my associates. So there is some trees. He holds the two branches of the tree and hang in this inside the well. When he going to down, he heard some sound. Some poisonous snake raised their hood and hissing. As soon as he will go down, they will bite him. What to do? Danger is top, the tiger, and danger is bottom in form of snake. What to do now? And how long I can hang? My both arm will painful. I have to bound to go down. And tiger is roaring because they smell the human body and roaring there. In the meantime, he noticed two rats come out from a hole of the well and they start cutting the both trees, one quite white, another dark black. The king thought, if I may hang, but how long? Because they are cutting the branches, I must go down. Why there is one black rat and a white rat? What is its significance? This tree is symbol for our lifespan, as our lifetime. So, white rat denotes daytime, because day is quite white, and night is quite dark. So, white rat denotes day, and black rat denotes night. So, by one day, one night, then one week, one fortnight, one month, 6 months, 1 year, by this way, we are spending our time. We are running towards death. If someone asks, how old are you? Oh, I am 65. That means you spend your 65 years, you're running towards death very fast. And what the tiger? Tiger is a personification of death. And the snakes, the problem in this world. You want or not problem, bound to come and embrace you. You notice one more thing. When you are jumping and holding the two branches of the tree, top of the other branch, there is a beehive. It was shaking due to his jumping and honey dropping down just from tip of his nose. He thought, oh my goodness, what is this? They noticed very nice golden color. He forgotten completely. Death is outside, death is inside. Every year death and death and danger and danger. Then, oh, this is my golden chance. Let me catch some drops. And he little push by himself and start catching the honey drop. He forgot completely that he is in midst of death. What is that? This is the momentary happiness in this material world. Although you are surrounded by problem and death everywhere, like you are doing any job, your boss became very unhappy with you. When you came back, your small kids, broken language, Papa, have a candy please, then you forgot all your problems. In this world, it's full of problems, but momentary happiness there, and you forgot everything. So Prahlad Maharaj is telling, this house where there is no bhajan is like the cause of suicide. Have to give up this place, have to go to do bhajan under guidance of bona fide Gurudev, being in good association. Hiranyakasipu is bound to laugh. Oh, he's merely a child. What he can do? He knows nothing. And he calls Chandanavarga. Who teach you all these things? They tell, oh, he is merely a boy. He doing naturally all these things. Okay. We'll take him and teach him very nicely. Then they took him and they are teaching Prahlad, which you have heard from Gurudev, diplomacy, duplicity, hypocrisy, all these things they are teaching Prahlad. But Prahlad Maharaj never learned and hearing anything from them, which he has learned being in his mother room, always remembering all these things. The teacher is teaching him, oh, we have to make dollar. Dollar is dollar. Brighter than solar. Dollar is dollar. Cooler than lunar. If you have dollar, you will be scholar. If you have no dollar, you will be fuller. But this is the teaching this. But Prahlad Maharaj, not learning anything all about him. Then after some time, Prahlad came again in his father's house. His father called him. Again, mother Kayadhu gave him bath, dressed him very nicely, and put his father lap. Then told, oh Prahlad, which you have learned best in your school? Then Prahlad Maharaj told, Sabanam Kirtanam Vishnu, Smaranam Padasevanam, Archanam Bandhanam Dasam, Sakkamatma Nivedanam, Iti Pungsarpita Vishnu, Bhaktischa Navalakkhana, Kriyed Bhagavat Tadha Tanmanni Aditamuttamam. Savanam Kirtanam Vishnu. He had to savan of Vishnu. As soon as he heard about Vishnu, he became very furious. So if he want to do bhajan, he have to do savan at first. He have to listen Harikatha from bona fide Gurudev and bona fide Vaishnavas. Then he can advance in Krishna consciousness. After savan, he have to do kirtan, means which he have learned from Srila Gurudev and Vaishnavas, have to preach others, then he can make more devotee. Savanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Padasevanam, which you have heard from Srila Gurudev and Vaishnavas, going away from here, don't forget. You have to memorize. Oh, which I have loved. What Gurudev told today? You can ask your friends, your relatives. Oh, Gurudev has told this. Then you can remember whole life. Oh, when you're sitting here, mind is peaceful. When you go out, oh, then gossiping forgot. This is not proper. So, Kirtanam Vishnu, Smaranam Padasevanam, and have to do Padasevan, to do Parikrama or massage Guru Vaishnava's feet. Archanam Vandanam Dasam, have to do worship of Hari and have to pray to Hari, Archanam and Dasam, and have to respect him as my master and I am his servant. Archanam Vandanam the Sokhamadma Nivedanam, have to serve him in friendly turn. After all, have to surrender completely to him, even our soul. This is the best thing which I have learned. He became very unhappy and threw him from his lap. Vidyanathu told, oh, my demon dynasty like a sandalwood. And he became like a handle of an axe. Like if you cut the tree, axe is needed. But for that axe will not work, handle needed. So Vishnu like axe and this boy like handle. Without handle, you could not use the axe. So Vishnu want to demolish my demon dynasty like sandalwood and using my own boy as a handle. Because he want to cut the wood, he have needed woodal handle. So he is like wood, handle, Vishnu is using him. Then he call his armies, try to his level best to kill him. He poisoned him so many ways, he discovered but became unsuccessful. And he sent him to school again. After that, what he has learned, and again the dialogue between Hiranyakasipu and Prahlad Maharaj, we will listen from Srila Gurudev. Hare Krishna. Pancha kalpatarupascha kripa sindhu bhaye vacha anant pavane bho vasu.
Then he became very furious to his two teachers. Who has taught this, my boy, these bad things? They told, don't be angry to me, to us. We have not. Oh, he is telling naturally all these things. You can ask from the boy, from where he has taught, and then he asks, Prahlad, from who has taught you all these things? Then Prahlad Maharaj answered, what? You remember?
Agyarati nirandasya gyaranjana salakaya chakshur unmiritam yena tasmai sri gurave namaha vansha kalpatarubhyascha kripasinnuvevacha patitanam pavanepyo vaishnavepyo namo namaha. First of all, I offer my humble obeisances under the lotus feet of my spiritual master. Then I offer my humble obeisances unto all the Vaishnavas present and all the guests who have come to hear today about the glories of the appearance of Sri Nrisimhadev. And now we are discussing the glorious character of Prahlad Maharaj. We are very lucky to hear this wonderful narration. Srila Gurudev has very wonderfully explained how Prahlad Maharaj was so fortunate to hear Harikatha for 60,000 years in the womb of his mother. And after that, even though he was born in the family of Asura, or those who are very materialistic, he was a pure devotee. And Narada Muni instructed the demigods, don't worry for this. He will be the glory of this dynasty. Not only that, when the demigods were so worried for their position, for their enjoyment. Yeah, demigods, they have a special opportunity to provide facilities for the living entities. Due to their good karma, they have received this responsibility and they have some material enjoyment more than anyone. Yeah, but they became very worried because of Hiranyakasipu. So they went to Lord Vishnu and asked, first, they went to Brahma, and asked him, what can we do? We are suffering so much. Then Ariel's voice came and said that very soon I will relieve you of all your difficulties. Yeah. And we heard from Srila Gurudev how, by performing so many sinful activities, slaughtering cows, killing Brahmins, priests, rishis, Hiranyakasipu was calling for his own destruction. But the most important thing, when Hiranyakasipu started to harass this little boy, Prahlad, who had no enemies, he never saw anyone as his enemy. But Hiranyakasipu was so fearful, even though he was the most powerful person in this universe. His glands, everyone started shaking. He was so powerful that everyone believed him. And he thought that he was immortal. But still, he was so much in anxiety always. Because no matter how much he tried to enjoy, his mind was never peaceful. How our mind can be peaceful? Not by meditating upon the sense objects. In this world there is so much opportunity for earning money, as we heard, and thinking that we will be happy like that, but becoming someone important, having a position, manipulate, and at the same time, try to extricate some little enjoyment from this world, hopeless. No peace of mind will come like that. Peace of mind will only manifest when we can remember the glories of the Lord. When we follow the example of Prahlad Maharaj, always absorbed in remembering his Lord. And how he did that? Prahlad Maharaj explained to his father. It is impossible, he said, for those who are so much worried to be happy in this world that they can remember or they can think about the Lord. Matirna Krishna Parataksatova Mito Bipartita Griha Vratanam Adanta Govir Bisatam Tamisham Purna Purnas Charvita Charvananam. Prahlad Maharaj was telling those who are so much worried to gain something in this world, some worldly fortune, happiness, thinking like that, they are bewildered. Most problem, biggest problem for them is that they choose someone as the leader who is even more bewildered. They think, oh, this person is more successful than I am. I should follow his example. I should learn from him how to earn money, how to be happy, and to always remain young. There is a doctor there who can make you young. He will give you some injection, pay some money. I have to get some money to get my health, so that I can always enjoy in this world. So those who are so foolish that they think that they can be happy in this world, and everyone in this world pretty much is in that category. We are all like this, thinking, how can we squeeze some happiness out of this world? We choose someone as a leader who is even more dedicated to do that. What is the result? If a blind man takes the hand or the help of another person who's blind, what will happen? Both will fall in the ditch. They will both be finished. So only if we are so fortunate that we can recognize that the goal of our life, the aim and object of our life, is not to be happy in this world. The goal of our life is to tolerate anything in this world, and under all circumstances, remember that we have to develop our loving relationship with Krishna. Srila Gurudev explained that if we hear, we chant, we remember, and we try to develop a service attitude, we perform menial services, and we develop some strong interest to surrender to the spiritual master and Krishna. This is the secret, the most
important knowledge that we can find in this world. If we can adopt our lives in such a way, moreover, to remember the glories of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as has been given to us by Srila Rupa Goswami. What mercy Mahaprabhu has brought to this world. A golden opportunity to very quickly attain success. If we can establish the aim and object of our life to become a assistant of our spiritual master in the line of Srila Rupa Goswami, somehow or other surrender here from him, surrender to his heart's desire and embrace that wholeheartedly. Not only that, Prahlad Maharaj is telling, the spiritual master is none different from Krishna. Ashraya Bhagavan, Bishaya Bhagavan. Here it means Iti Pum Sarpito Vishnu. Vishnu means Ashraya Bhagavan and Bishaya Bhagavan. We have no eyes to see who is Krishna. Why? Because our eyes are always looking in this world for something which will give us support, peace of mind, happiness. Only if we develop the vision, which is when our eyes are tinged with the salve of bhakti, then we can see the Lord. So how will that manifest? Until and unless we take full shelter at the lotus feet of Guru, Satguru. And not only that, we try to give out everything which we have in this world and offer it at his lotus feet. Then there is a golden chance to develop pure bhakti. And not only that, in this particular age that we are living, Mahaprabhu's gift is so wonderful that if we surrender to the lotus feet of Gurupad Ashraya, Gurupada Padma, then very quickly we will have a fixed mind and we will become very happy and enthusiastic inside, losing all our interest for anything in this world. So Prahlad Maharaj was telling, if we can remember the lotus feet of Vishnu, how? By surrendering completely, taking shelter of the lotus feet of Sadguru. Then there is every possibility that very soon we will become successful and happy and peaceful, and we will have no enemies and no anxieties. What happens, Prahlad Maharaj is telling, anyone who is too much attached to this world, not only that, he is convinced that I should make others also attached. We hear our father and mother, what do they say? You should get married, have a few children, like us, like your grandfather, like your great-great-grandfather, like our whole dynasty, and like this we will have a whole area in this world where we will become prominent and they will remember us. The dynasty of Nishtintya. The dynasty of We have so many families in this world. We have been in so many different species and had mother, father, children, friends. And still, when we again think about it, and we are surrounded by those who tell us, I love you. Father, mother, we have so much affection for you. I am your brother. Listen, brother, I want to tell you something. Get married. Be happy. Have children. Work hard. And don't think about all these things. These deep questions. Like my father used to say, drink something and just forget about these things.
Thank you.
So then, what will happen? We are doing this exact same thing as a herd of dogs is doing. You all know, the dogs are always running after what? After some bone. Or after something which has already been chewed again and again and again. The dog is catching somehow or other a bone and 25 dogs are running after him to catch that same bone. The bone is already, there is no more flesh on the bone. But the dog is chewing and chewing and he only tastes his own blood. And he thinks, how nice this taste is. He doesn't want to give up the bone. But he has to, because 25 dogs are running like this. So he runs away, and others are fighting for the same bone, not understanding that all they do is experience their own blood, the taste of their own blood. So similarly, in this world, if we listen to those who are bewildered, who think that happiness can be found anyhow, somehow, in this world by surrounding yourself with family and friends, then we are engaged in the same thing, chewing the chewed. The only opportunity, good fortune for the living entity is when he has the chance to be in sadhu sangha and hear the glories, the real glories of what is bhakti, who is God, what is my relationship with God. And that is only possible, Prahlad Maharaj says, if we completely surrender ourselves to the lotus feet of Guru Pada Padma.
In the end, Prahlad Maharaj told, if anyone wants to be happy in this world, he should take bath in the washed water and take bath by that. That is hearing his upadesh,
advice,
instructions, and always following and serving Vaishnava. Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Shastra Kaya. In this stage, Krishna cannot come to you and speak anything. Yamuna cannot come to you. Ganga not. Giriraj Govardhan will not speak with you if you will take parikrama of 1,000 and 1,000 times. No. But sadhu, without any effort, he will come himself to your door. Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj went door to door, no one inviting him. Even out of pity, mercy, he went everywhere and told, if you want to be happy, then you should do devotion to Krishna. Chant Harinama and this. So Vaishnava are very, very merciful. So Sadhu Sangha, association of Sadhu Sangha, that can save us. Hearing this, he took his son and threw him very far away and told his soldiers to cut him. At once, 1,000 and 1,000 of his soldiers attacked Prahlad Maharaj, but they could not do anything. Poison was given. Poisonous snakes were thrown on him.
Mad elephant.
Mad elephant were pushed to kill Prahlad. But only by touching they ran away. He was given to fire also, but his sister, Hiranyakashipu's sister, has a bone that he will not burn in fire. She took Prahlad and sat on the big fire. She was burnt, but Prahlad Maharaj came safe. So what he tried to kill Prahlad, he could not do. Then he became very worried that this boy may kill me. And then at one Sandamarkar, the gurus told him, you should not be worried. My father very soon coming and he will change this boy. Give this boy to me and we will take it to Gurukul. And thus he went and again began to teach the same thing. Do you remember Nrisingha Dev Kirtan? Jai Jai.
Kava kara kamala bare na kamad
gurushinam. తేజస్సుడు. Also do kirtan. headam kapis pasipu became very furious. He told Prahlad, "You foolish, you think that my Gurudev Shukracharya, your Gurudev to Sandarbhats and myself is foolish? Oh, my Guru cannot be foolish. You are foolish." In this way, generally, the persons who are entangled in sense gratification in homely things, they think that Prahlad Maharaj is foolish, all gurus are foolish, Rupa Goswami, Mahaprabhu, oh, we are very, very
intelligent.
But they don't know very soon death is coming and they will die. So Hiranyakashipu told, "Oh, my guru, they cannot be foolish. You are foolish." And thus he wanted to kill him anyway, but he could not. Then his guru Sandarbha took him, "Oh, that my father will come and he will
change him,
settle the matter."
And again he began to teach duplicacy,
diplomacy,
hypocrisy and other things. One day, the two brothers, Guru, went outside for any business and they told Prahlad, "Oh, you are monitor. Until you are coming, you should keep them quiet." And they went, and then Prahlad boys began to play. And they also told Prahlad, "Come on and we will play." Oh, Prahlad Maharaj told, "Whole life we will play. Better you should come to me, and what I am telling you should carefully hear." And then he began. What he began? Kaumar Achate Acharit Pragya. From beginning of life, in very childhood, when knowledge comes, anyone should chant and remember Krishna. Was told, demon boys, when we will be old, then we will chant and remember. Why in the beginning, boyhood, we should play, and after that we will study, and we should collect money, then marry a very beautiful any lady, and so many children will come, we should support and nourish, and when old is will come, then you will chant and remember." Prahlad Maharaj told, "Is there any guarantee that tomorrow you will not die? At any time death will come. It may come just now, tomorrow, day after tomorrow, after 1 year, after 100, you must die. So we don't know when death will come. Better begin from beginning." And also Prahlad Maharaj told, "This life, human life, is very short. What is this body? You should all know very carefully. You are looking very beautiful young ladies and girls. But nothing in this. It is a bag of urine, blood, latrine, and everything. If it will be taken, then what you will see? Only these things. But Krishna has given a wonderful, beautiful, or this skin. Everything is covered. But if any white spot will come, no one will like you. Never. And if anyone see, oh, that she is not serving wife, he will divorce." So, from childhood, we should not try to collect money and all other things. We should enjoy world. He also told, as suffering coming, old age coming, any doctor, scientist cannot
stop
that. And one day you will have to give up this body. So, if there is suffering coming in the same way, if you had done very good things in past births, oh, happiness surely will come, whether you want or not. So why you are trying for that? Don't waste your time. From childhood you should. And after what he told?
Krishna. When Prahlad Maharaj told that have to do bhajan from childhood, why so? He said, oh, let us play. Why you show so much worry? When old age will come, we can do bhajan. Prahlad told, no. Nobody's death is sure. Suppose our lifetime is 100 years. We spend 50% only sleeping. Because we work in daytime, sleep at night. So 50% passed away. And moreover, from 80 to 100, this time is useless. Even you could not walk without any stick. And if you want to memorize something, you forgot. You want to enjoy, could not digest. So many problems and problems. So this 20% of last time is completely useless. And moreover, the 50%, 20%, 70% gone. Remain there 30%. To make money in this world, you have to be an expert in any arts or have to be a big businessman. So 20% needed there. So 50% sleeping, 20% as useless, and 20% being an expert. The 90%, 10% remain there. In this 10% is your life. What will do? Oh, I have to establish a big business, or I have to be a big man. I want to be a doctor, an engineer, or lawyer, big attorney, this and that. I have to marry, make child, have nourish them. So many things. So there is no time for bhajan. If you start bhajan from early age, then you will come in practice, then always it will be true and you can advance in Krishna consciousness. Then they ask, O Prahlad, what is the system? What is the process to do bhajan? Our gurus, they never taught us. But okay, I am telling how to do bhajan. Prahlad Maharaj told, Guru Sustu Saya Bhakta Sarvalabhar Panenacha Sangena Sadhu Bhakta Nam Issararadhanenacha. Guru Sustu Saya Bhakta, you have to serve your Gurudev. Who is Gurudev? Like Narad Rishi, and who came in his line. Tasmat gurum prapaddita jignasu sri uttamam sabdei parecha nishnatam brahman upa samasrayam. Guru, there is some symptom. How we can understand is bona fide guru or not. He must be qualified in all scriptures, Ved and etc. If disciple or devotee has any doubt, quoted from scripture, Gurudev can rule out. Oh, you can contact with email, I can reply you after 1 week or 1 month. This is not proper. As a devotee or disciple will ask immediate answer, because he is an expert. And he must be in his life so. Moreover, he must be detached from this material world. That is, bona fide guru. So, guru susu seya bhakta, you have to serve your bona fide gurudev with deep faith. And sarvalabhar panenacha, which you possess, you have to donate everything to him. When you come in this world, then our hand was closed. And when you go away from this world, then you spread your arms. You could not take anything with you. So, sarvalabhar panenacha, which you possess, have to everything you offer to Gurudev. Moreover, they hide so high in the sky, but their vision is down. same way, if you bring in good association, but you are not taking that golden chance, misuse that, and you always use your intelligence and independence to be with bad association, then you could not advance in Krishna consciousness. Gradually, you lose your good association and bad association will go away. When you have money, wealth, that bad friend will come. When time will come, how to advance in Krishna consciousness, they will leave you. They will not love you anymore. So always have to be in good association. Sangena sadhu bhaktanam ishvara radhanena cha. By this way, if you do bhajan, then it will be proper Bhagavad bhajan, then you can advance in Krishna consciousness. Then the boy asked, O Prahlad, from where you have learned all these things? Our teacher never told all these things. Then Prahlad Maharaj told, when I was in my mother's room, my guru is Narad Rishi. He taught all these things to me. I never learned anything from them. They don't know at all how they can teach me. So Prahlad Maharaj told, if you want to be happy, because in this world everyone wants to be happy, no one wants any distress. So if you want to be happy, please follow me and chant after me. Then Prahlad Maharaj start kirtan. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. All they are doing kirtan. And kirtan is so loud, its sound went up to royal palace. And somebody informed to Hiranyakasipu, what is going on there? Prahlad became mad, he polluted all boys. Hiranyakasipu became very furious and ran up from his royal palace and come to Prahlad. Seeing Hiranyakasipu, all became very scared. They were very cheerful with Prahlad. Now they became very fearful. Prahlad Maharaj, always cheerful, never fearful. Prahlad, what you are doing? You contaminated by yourself and polluted all your friends? Who taught this? From where are you getting this power? Prahlad Maharaj humbly replied, oh my dear father, from where you are getting power, I am getting power same source. There is no other source. Where is your hari? Where is the source? Hari is the main source. Where is your hari? He is everywhere. He is omnipresent. How I cannot see him? And he told, because you are spiritually blind, so you could not see him. I can see him everywhere. I can see inside me, inside all boys, inside you, inside this building, inside pillar, everywhere, inside your sword. Is it true? Yes, father. Is it in this pillar? Yes, no doubt. Is it this pillar? That he does it. Okay, I am messing this pillar. Who can save you? I will see. So he, with a fist, very strong, then very tremendous sound come. Oh, like lion roaring. Then he became surprised. Who is this? Not human and not any animal. He became little scared. Then want to attack him. Then Nrisimhadev want to play a little bit with him. Sometime he grab him, sometime let him free. When he grab him, then all demigods became very happy. When he let him free, then all demigods, oh, what is going to happen? What is going to happen? They run and hide anywhere else. So by this way, Hiranyakasipu is fighting with Nrisimhadev. Because Brahmaji have given some benediction to Hiranyakasipu. And Bhagavan always fulfills his devotee's promise. Because Brahmaji give him benediction, he will not die in day or night. So Hiranyakasipu thought only in this world, day and night. But he does not know that there is a dusk or evening time. So Nrisimhadev is waiting for dusk. He wants to fulfill his devotee's word true. Because Bhagavan told, Sattavi dhatam niyabhitta bhasitam stambhya svayam na mrigam na manusam. What happened? Want to make his devotee's word true of Brahmaji and Prahlad Maharaj both. So Brahmaji gave benediction that he will not die in day or night. And Prahlad Maharaj told, yes, he is in this pillar. So he came out from this pillar. And no mrigam na manusam, neither animal nor human being. And whose benediction, that's all benediction he fulfilled, because Nisimhadev not created by Brahma. Nisimhadev can create millions and millions of Brahma in a moment. So no doubt.
No in house, no in.
And neither in inside house nor outside on the doorway. Not by any weapon, only by nail. Not any month or any year, it was leap year. According to Vedic tradition, there is extra month called Adhik month or Purushottam month. It's coming from 17th May to 15th June. This out of year, out of month.
Like Indian, English leap year.
So, fulfill all. And not in the sky, not on the earth, putting on his lap. And it tears his intestine and took his all intestine, put on his neck. And he became very furious. Fire come from his mane, like devastation coming, all earth will be burned. Seeing this, all became very scared. Brahma Singh, Sidhji, what to do? How to make him specify? They told, we can approach Lakshmi Devi, because Lakshmi is eternal connoisseur. Let us go past, then we will see what is going to be happen. Seeing this appearance, Lakshmi Devi became very fearful. Oh, today I cannot go, my Prabhu. I never seen him like this condition. Oh, I cannot go there. He became very scared. Brahmaji thought, what to do? Sidhji denied to go. Brahmaji could not listen to him. Brahmaji thought, okay. Because Prabhu appeared here for the Prahlad Maharaj. So Brahmaji told, oh my dear son Prahlad, please go and satisfy your Prabhu. Prahlad Maharaj became very happy. Like a lion, if he killed an elephant, at that time he became very furious. When he returned his cave, his cubs jump on his neck and bite him, his mouth here and there. He became very pleased and not attacking his own cubs. In same way, when Prahlad Maharaj went to Nisimhadev and jumped on his lap, Nisimhadev became very satisfied, pulled down, and tears dropped down from his eyes. Oh Prahlad, please excuse me, I became very late. Oh, please ask any benediction. Prahlad told, I am not a businessman, that I serve him, I have to take any benediction. If I have any desire for benediction, please finish this desire. Bhagavan told, my darshan is infallible, you must have to ask any benediction. Okay, if you want to give any benediction, please excuse my father who caused trouble for yourself and myself. Nisimhadev told, your father has delivered already. Because if any devotee in any dynasty in Uttam Bhagavat, high class of devotee, his 21 generation delivered that bhajan of their son. So your Mahabhagavat, so your 21 generation delivered means they'll come in good family and do bhajan and go to their good destination, Vaikuntha planet. So don't any doubt. If any devotee is second class, Madhyamadhikari, their 14 generation will be delivered very easily. Even someone is Kanishtha, third class devotee, his 7 generation will be delivered from this world. So don't worry for your father. Please ask any benediction, Prahlad told. In this world, so many are there, millions and billions and trillions, they forget you. And they engage them in sense gratification. And they are suffering in this world. So I want their sufferings and you can deliver them. Then Nisimhadev smiled and told, oh Prahlad, you won the race, I became defeated by you. But it is not possible that you will suffer and they will deliver, not possible. But one condition, if they will listen dialogue between yourself and myself, and what the process of bhajan, if they follow, that they will be delivered from this world, there is no other way. So whoever follow Prahlad Maharaj and discuss the dialogue between Prahlad Maharaj and Nisimhadev, and what Prahlad Maharaj advice is demonic friend, and what discuss between take place his father and him, what he give instruction for everyone, if someone will follow, they must advance in Krishna consciousness and they will come under guidance of bona fide Gurudev, being in good association. One day they attain heavenly planet, there is no doubt. Hare Krishna. Vancha kalpataru bhasya kripa sindhu bhaye vacha patitanang pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Heavenly planet means like Vaikuntha and Golok, up to Golok Vrindavan. I'm sorry to take heavenly planet because the topmost heavenly planet is Golok Vrindavan.
Jagat Guru Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur. He read this Prahlad Charitra 108 times. It is very favorable for devotion. If you want to do bhajan, tolerance should be there. His father tortured him, wanted to kill him, but he never told, "Oh father, excuse me." He tolerated. So in this world, there are so problems, they will come, but don't be worried for that, tolerate. Also, Prahlad Maharaj knew that Krishna will save us. In Saranagati,
surrender,
there are six qualities. Krishna must save us. He is very strong personality, very merciful. So, if any is doing devotion, like Ambarish Maharaj, his chakra, always saving devotees and Krishna himself in any way. So, we should have a very strong faith in Krishna that he must save. Why to fear from all these things? Anyone cannot do anything if Krishna is merciful, and if Krishna is not merciful, anyone cannot do anything for you. So have a strong faith on Krishna, always chanting and remembering. This is the instructions of Prahlad Maharaj. If we will follow his instructions, then Krishna will be very satisfied. And you will be a great devotee. And after some time, Krishna will take you in Golok Vrindavan and engaged in the service of Radhika. Gaur Premanande. One kirtan more. आरंभ करो
हरे कृष्ण